This is certainly a very uncomfortable halacha. That would be very annoying, and I don't know if I'm going to come out as happy as you'd like this to come out, but it is very annoying if you have to go wash your hands after you put on tefillin every morning. Question is, you touch parts of your body that require perhaps washing your hands. The halacha is that you put on your tefillin, says Shulchan Aruch, the yad goes bizroa, small, on your left hand, but basra tapuach, on the muscle area, the forearm, shebe etzem, of the bone, shebe na kovdo, be na shakim, between your armpit and the elbow. In other words, normally, unless you're a basketball player and you're wearing a jersey, then most of the time, that part of your body is covered. Similarly, your head is often covered by your yarmulke, that area. You also, if you scratch your head, need to wash your hands as well. Says Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalet, going back a few months when we did it, maybe 3 years already, it says, Tzarech Lizar, you need to be careful when you daven, that Shloliga Bishok, not touch your thigh, your Yerech, but Makomos Amachusim Ba'adam, covered places, Lefishiesha Mamuezea, they've got this uncleanliness. Bechain Shlolachach Berosho, you're not supposed to scratch your head. So now the question is, when a normal person puts on tefillin, you certainly almost always, or at least very many times, touch your forearm when you put it on, unless you're really careful and super conscious about it. Also, when you put on your head, you also most likely scratch part of your hair. You put it on, you fasten it, and so it come out that you scratch down on your hair. Do you need to wash your hands or not? Huh? Yeah, no, I was careful when I touched it, trying not to scratch too hard. But it's the question. You push down, you scratch it, you put it in, do you need to wash your hands? So the Prima Gadim says that when a person puts on their shalrosh, they have to make sure not to scratch their hair. Why? Because otherwise, you need to wash your hands. Some say, he really says when you touch your hair. Most people understand the Prima Gadim, it's not just simply touching the top of your hair, it's scratching it or touching the inner part of your head, your scalp, and therefore you would need to wash your hands. So help me get out of this.
Does that mean raising your hair?
Okay, let's assume the arm. Let's make it a case where you for sure touch your hair in a way that you scratch, or your arm, your forearm. You rub your forearm when you put on your tefillin. So now what's the heter? New? Anyone?
So you just rub your hand.
You can't rub your hand on the table if there's water, right? Rabbi, here, if there's water 20 feet away. So what are you going to do?
Yeah,
no.
That's the space that's normally uncovered.
You can't take off your
tefillin. So okay, so Zipper is over there saying, well, he's got a pshat, and then we'll get to your answer. Someone said the second answer. First answer is that it's a place which is normally uncovered. Even if you're not LeBron James, and you still, you know, you don't always play basketball, not necessarily is that part of your arm always covered. You wear short sleeves, or you roll your sleeves up if it's hot.
Or you put on tefillin.
Says the Eishalav Rami Buchach, he says, Ain't tzarech lomer tefillin v'aretzu shemismalam zeis adam barosh v'yad. He says that area doesn't get, you know, this uncleanliness. The pshita ain't tzarech nitiyos daim. It doesn't need nitiyos daim. Kevan shem munachim, where are they placed? B'makomos, in places shem nidunim, that are considered kimigulim, revealed. Pshita dlo gar nigra b'chines hazeis shal tefillin v'aretzu. That area is no different than the other place of your body, which is she'ein bak peda kevin shu makom magua. It's no different than if you touch your cheek. Your cheek is always uncovered for the most part. So you touch your arm or your head, same thing permitted. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, thankfully, relies on this Eishel Avram and says you are permitted to go without washing your hands. You don't need to wash your hands. Nor, says the footnote, did Reb Shlomo Zalman wash his hands when he put on his tefillin. Answer number two, you could say, is someone said, what did you say over there? It was permitted for... It's a mitzvah purpose. Now, what's the source of this? There's a wild Shulchan Aruch that says you don't need to cover the erva, the uncleanliness of the bris milah, when the moel makes a bracha. In other words, the baby can still be uncovered when the moel makes the bracha. Says the Vilna Gaon, not only are you allowed to keep it uncovered, it must be uncovered, and in fact, you hold the milah when the bracha is being made. That's a wild concept. Think about it. You're touching the bris milah, what more uncleanliness is it than that while a bracha is being recited? Says the Levushei Mordechai, you have the same exact concept by chalitza. It doesn't happen as often as Baruch Hashem is bris milah, but what is chalitza? Is that when you have a yavam who is not interested in marrying his sister-in-law, and that when the man dies without children, now his wife has to go marry or do chalitza to the brother. What do you do in the chalitza? You hold the foot. The dayanim have to hold the foot to help do the chalitza process. And then the dayanim, the judge, are going to read psukim. Says Lo Avushei Mordechai, you have this same concept. That since it's for a mitzvah purpose, you don't need to worry about uncleanliness. Because anything you touch for a mitzvah reason, not uncleanliness. Based on this, they want to apply the Munkach Rebbe and others. Say, you know what it applies? By tefillin as well. Why are you touching your forearm? Not because you want to feel your muscles. Why are you touching your head? Not because you have an itch. You're touching it because you're putting on tefillin for a mitzvah. So therefore, it should be 100% permitted. Thankfully, we have a lot of poskim who are mako. Now, you may want to close ears for the next 3 minutes. Yeah. He touched his milah, yeah, but I don't know if he made a bracha, but maybe he washed his hands. And I hear you. Good point. Says the Orchis Rabbeinu, citing the Stipler. The Stipler was Machmer, and he would wash his hands as they cite from the Chazon Ish as well. Comes along Rev Sternbach, and he says, this is the meaning of the Chazon Ish. V'chein re'isi harbi ad moirim. I saw a lot of Rebbes. Noagu lito ayad achra nochas tvon shemonagu. Maybe they touched their forearm, etc. V'chein re'isi, he says, I saw that V'sat Merebbe did that. He says, you're going to come tell me, oh, it's for a mitzvah purpose. He says, what do you mean? It's not uncovered in general. It's only uncovered, you said, oh, for the tefillin. So how many seconds is uncovered of your arm for that day? 5 seconds? So what do you uncover for the tefillin? You wrap it back up? He says, that's not considered uncovered. He says, nice try, but no. You're going to bring me a proof from the bris milah? That's a horrible proof, he says. Why? Because by bris milah, there's a mitzvah to hold the erva when you do the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to hold your forearm when you put on tefillin. If you're careful, you can put your tefillin on without having to touch. By the bris milah, you have to hold the erva. That's part of the chifetz of the mitzvah. That's what you're supposed to do like Avram Avinu. You know, it's that idea. You hold the milah and you make the bracha. But your forearm, you just need to put on your tefillin. If you could hold it, you wear gloves, you could do that also. Or you could put it on carefully. You don't have to necessarily touch your forearm if you're very careful how you put it on. So it says Rav Sternbach, he doesn't like this at all. He then says, the Chazon Ish writes, anyone who is lenient about washing the Tiyos Yadayim, he says, you're going to forget all your Torah learning. Because Chazal say that if you don't wash your hands when you're supposed to, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you're going to forget your learning. And therefore says Rav Sternbach, b'masheinu nizra b'yadayim gorim m'shichav o'b'bavi, he says, v'ein lahako. Don't be lenient about this. He says, especially when it comes to tefillah. Therefore, he says, if you touch your forearm or you touch your head, you must wash your hands. Chaim Kanievsky, they asked him, Chaim Kanievsky. He says, yes, you should wash your hands. So asked Reb Chaim, the guy who was asking, so Reb Mechutzit. He said to Reb Chaim, do you wash your hands? Reb Chaim says he's very careful not to touch his forearm when he puts it on. So I need to try it, you know, tomorrow morning. Try, see if you can put on your tefillin without actually touching your forearm. I guess it's possible. You hold the top when you put it on and then you just tighten it very carefully, so you're not holding your forearm, although it's hard to roll up your sleeve without touching your forearm. You have to be very, very careful to do it. So Rabbi Ariyu just showed us that Rabbi Ariyu, he's got a little spritzer in his I didn't realize it's in his stender in which he washes his hands. I've never seen any rabbanim go wash their hands in the middle.
I've never seen anyone.
Like puk chazimai alma debar. What people do? Maybe they go wash. Maybe they wash. Surely you could rely on Rabbi Shlomo Zalman who's mako. I just got to end with an amazing story. I could not believe the story. Rev Chaim Kimmel was the Rosh Yeshiva of Fakim. He died in 2005. Rav Arya Finkel was Rosh Yeshiva of Mir. They had a long-standing feud about this halacha. Did you need to wash your hands after tefillin or not? Rav Finkel said no. Rav Kimmel said yes. When Rav Kimmel died in 2005, they saw that Rav Arya Finkel started washing his hands after the tefillin. And he was muttering something. So they went over, they heard what he said, and he said, "Wa'iwei nishmas." Rav Chaim Kimmel, he took on this minug to do it in honor of the yard set of his good, the Iwan Nishmas, his good friend. That's a chumrah, but that's a beautiful story which highlights, and a lot of you do, don't kill anyone about this, but it's not the most important halacha, but you can learn that there's definitely poskim who are machmir, but I think the velt in general in our society is very mako about this halacha.